Welcome back, everybody, to the Weird Travelers Podcast. You got Mike, Joe, and Jared here coming at you with a Jared Noyes original pick, Anatomy of a Fall.
No diss. Am I the only one that gets dissed in the intro?
Yes. Shit. So, Jared, this was a surprise late Oscars pick.
Ugh.
How'd this come about?
I don't know. I wish it wouldn't have.
Joe fought back.
You
he tried.
Me both.
Joe tried real hard to get you to pick.
Yeah,
but
once I realized Joe hated it, I was fine with the pick.
Okay. Had you seen this before?
No, I haven't.
And truly, I forgot it was my pick late into the weekend.
Yeah.
Joe texts me at like 6 p.m. I'm like
5:30.
Fuck. I gotta pick a movie. I don't want to pick a movie. So I just picked this.
How'd you even think of it? Did you go on Plex?
About it.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was
Mike
really
was
funny.
I thinking about picking it before, I thought.
True. Yeah. It was between this and Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yeah.
But you, Jared, you said, what's the pick? And Jared shot back with Anatomy of a Fall, and you responded, you said, why?
It just didn't make sense coming from Jared.
All right. Well, Jared, this is the first time for all of us, obviously. What were your thoughts?
I don't know.
Ugh.
Ugh. It was kind of shitty. I was very bored.
Okay.
I thought I would enjoy a nice little crime thriller drama type thing. There wasn't much thrill to it.
Yeah.
The crime. Who knows?
Was it a crime?
Did OJ do it?
OJ did it. Ooh. Topical. Rest in peace.
That's funny because it would have been so non-topical except he did just pass it.
Yeah.
That would have been the lamest joke ever.
And then the ending sucked too. Ugh. If it wasn't for like the sweet scenery around that fucking mountain
chalet.
house.
Is this
or,
in France?
Yes. Yeah. Or the rendition of PIMP.
Yeah.
Which really saved it. I would have absolutely hated this movie. I still hated it.
Okay.
Absolutely.
First time, last time?
Absolutely.
Nice.
A little bit of that, huh?
I was like, yeah, you can keep playing this louder and louder.
It was so fucking loud.
Awesome.
It was so loud.
So I was real into it. But overall, I was not impressed.
All right. Mm-hmm. Joe?
First of all, if this is in France, then there is a giant plot hole in the movie Inglourious Basterds.
Why?
Or maybe not. Frau von Hammerschmidt.
They asked where near Paris it was.
Oh, okay.
Didn't say where.
So
in
you
France.
Knew what I was thinking.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you remember? What he called? What it's called in German? Mountain climbing. I don't.
Und Bergstein. Bergstein. I'm sorry, mademoiselle. I think this won something.
I was just about to look.
Did it win an Oscar?
Double
it
check
was,
on that.
It was nominated,
for a couple things. I think it only won. I think she won.
Best leading actress?
Did she?
No.
That went to
a
nominated. Yeah. Should have been Killers of the Flower Moon for that.
Wins one. Best original screenplay?
Yeah.
Or wasn't it? Was Emma Stone that won that?
Yeah. I don't know. I thought this was going to be really good.
So did I.
And once I saw, murder mystery, shiver me timbers.
Yeah,
me too.
I have an erection.
Yeah, and it got into a whodunit real quick. I feel like.
And I felt they could have done this really good by just changing the ending.
I would agree with
shall
that.
Shall get there. It would have been an amazing movie if they would have changed the end.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I'll tell you what I wanted, and you tell me what you wanted.
I'll tell you what I wanted, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I wanted it.
I wanted it.
But I think the only thing to call out was the cinematography in this. The camera angles, camera
sweet,
shots.
Yeah,
yeah, pretty compelling,
yeah,
I would say.
Didn't care for the acting?
Mm-mm.
There was the dickhead...
I thought he was great.
Yeah, discount Jim Norton.
Yeah, the prosecutor.
Yeah, the prosecutor. Yeah.
He was such great. He got under my skin so fast.
Yeah, I thought
and I was like, this guy's killing it because I hate him.
Yeah, I'm curious what Joey would have to say on the topic, but
it's overall, French. It doesn't translate.
Yeah, overall French lawyering.
What the fuck was he wearing?
Yeah, I loved it.
I mean, I was a big Harry Potter.
Looked like he was getting a haircut with a little like
Professor
paper
Snape.
Thing. Yeah.
I got a lot of complaints about the way France handles their legal affairs, but we shall dive into that.
Okay. So overall, a no-go from Joe?
I mean, I was following it the whole time until they ended it the way it did. And it fell off a cliff for me.
Okay.
I was actually getting afraid that I would have to start defending liking this movie and then have to backpedal on all the dog shit that I put in the text about it. But
when at what point did you start not liking it? Like truly the very end?
The very end. Okay. Yeah. Other than that, I thought it was
boring.
Perfect.
Okay.
Well, you gotta so, play.
For a thriller crime.
Yeah. Well, I never thought this was a thriller. Like I didn't go into it assuming it was a thriller. I went into it assuming it was like just a drama.
Mystery. Yeah.
But I really liked this movie.
Ugh. You did.
Up until the end.
Do tell.
I really, really liked it up until the end, and to the point where I forget exactly what part it is, but it was towards the end, and I was like, damn, I'm actually like really invested in this movie.
Mm. Birds of a
Feather. I think it was when the kid told his mom to leave the house. I was like, this is something's cooking in this, and I liked it a lot. And then I agree with you. There's one thing that could have easily saved this movie at the end, and they didn't do it, and I was like, fuck. Like that would have been perfect. But
I feel like you have something much more specific in mind.
Probably.
I think I might too.
But I loved it. One, I'm going to call it out now because it was one of the most unsettling shots I've seen in a while, and I wasn't expecting it in this movie at all. But it was when they were, way towards the end, when they were doing the first person shot of the car at night going on the windy trail when she was crying in the car.
Yeah.
I was like, they're going to hit something. Like, they're going to fall off the road. They're going to hit something. And I was like, that was such a good shot because it really just like made me as a viewer very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it like she was crying and it like it. I was like, that was.
She's crying.
Her.
Yes.
But no, I was surprisingly locked in this whole movie.
Yeah.
It did feel a little. It was long. Like it was definitely long. They could have cut some stuff out. There was some French.
I fucking hate the French. Whoa. I can't wait to talk shit about the French with your German friends.
I don't know that they hate the French, but
I think you guys should have just, you know, kept France after World War II.
Just held on to it.
Just keep that.
Yeah. So anyway, I liked it, but it did the end did fall flat for me, and that's going to take some points off for sure.
Yeah, we're doing some shaving.
It could have ramped up right at the end. Anyway, shall we get into it?
Yes, we shall. what a uncomfortable scene.
When they start playing music and you're just like,
well, I felt
did you?
Irritated.
I was irritated.
I mean, I was annoyed.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trying to fucking talk.
Like, have you ever been trying to sleep and somebody's playing music or something?
Yeah, it's
2 a.m.
Or Anthony turns the light on when he gets home from UPS.
Yeah. It's 2 a.m. and Tony Aperius thinks everybody loves Blink 182 this loud.
Oh.
Yeah.
They do.
Tony.
Tony.
But that made me upset because I'm just like, what an inconsiderate ass. I didn't know the backstory.
It was on purpose.
Oh, no, it was very on purpose.
Like, I almost thought like it was, she was so against not asking him to turn it off that she could have said, hey, do me a favor. I want to get rid of this broad. Why don't you play the music real loud?
Oh, no, I don't. That's not how
that's
I
what
think.
I was thinking.
In the moment, you thought it was a...
Because there's no reason to suspect.
You just thought it was a dismissal. Fight. Like backhanded.
Honestly, I thought it was the kid playing the music while bathing the dog first.
Yeah. He's blind, not deaf.
Can we talk about the dog?
Sure.
Here's your good boy.
What kind of dog is that?
Shepherd?
An Australian maybe? Shepherd?
It looked like some sort of shepherd.
Oh, those eyes.
That did have some very blue eyes. It looked too well trained. I know it's supposed to be a seeing eye dog.
It was a border collie.
A seeing eye dog.
Yeah.
Huh. That makes sense.
Yeah.
It took me a while to figure out this kid was blind.
Oh, I knew that going into it. Like, really? I read the premise, and they were saying,
you sack of shit.
Well, it just said that. Well, I told you this before we even watched it. Because when I was debating the movies, I was like, this got Oscar nominations. What is it about? And I it was intrigued because I knew that the father died and the only witness was the blind son. And then the wife was the prime suspect.
Yeah, so I thought it would be good.
I thought it was good. I love the fact that they don't show what happens. So as the viewer, we have no idea what happened. Like, let me rephrase that.
I like that they don't show you, but then while they're what's the word?
They show how it could
have happened. They do flashbacks to how it could have gone down. But I like that they don't show it in the beginning. I just thought they were going to show it at the end.
Yeah.
That's what, like, I was waiting for it the whole time.
I could argue you could even not have showed it away at the end and still ended with a good movie.
Yeah.
My way.
Okay. Well, we'll get there.
Joe's way of the highway. Just like our president, Joe Biden.
Would you?
Whoa.
Would you?
Our president.
Would you live in a chalet that high up in the mountains?
Fuck yeah.
Yes, that looked beautiful.
Any day.
I'd really like that house design.
And I went on a little walk and they saw the house.
Ooh. Yeah.
I would definitely need there to be flat space where the house is. Like, I would never build it on the side of a hill if I didn't have anywhere like flat around there.
For a fire pit.
But I would love for it to be that high. Yeah, I just don't like being constantly on a slope. Like, I would feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm.
I like the upper A-frame part of it.
Do you like an A-frame? Would you live in an A-frame?
Yeah.
The thing have you ever been in an A-frame?
It's a log cabin-y A-frame.
Not a legit A-frame, no.
There's not a lot of doors in A-frames.
What?
You have an A-frame?
I said I've not been in one. I think he asked if I've been in one.
I thought you said I'm literally
Take it back. I have been in one in Put-in Bay.
Put-in
Bay? The ones I've been in don't have a lot of doors. Like, it's a lot of open floor plans. So, like, if you... Yeah. Their room was at the top, but, like, if you were in the kitchen, there was no door between you and their bedroom. And I didn't love that. I need my privacy.
There's different A-frames.
Yeah. I guess.
I just like the peak, the top floor of an A-frame.
Yeah. So you would sit in the attic where he was and just look out over...
I have a desk or something right there.
Slowly renovate it.
Masturbate. Sorry, what?
Over your kingdom.
Behold.
Okay. What I thought was a little strange in this, and maybe it's just because she's German. Maybe we'll ask the Germans when they come. Didn't get a whole lot of sympathy out of the mom towards the kid. Like, hey, I know you found your father dead.
Hey, bless you.
Ah, thank you.
You're gonna sneeze.
Just
the
fuck out. You're gonna just leave.
You're gonna cough.
I didn't like. I feel like they showed her like comforting the kid once.
No, and like even there was one time when he was like crying, and I thought she was gonna beat the shit out of him.
Really?
<I'm> crying. Like the next day when he didn't get over it and he was in his bed crying?
No, they were like sitting on a couch or something. And she ended up like giving him a hug and stuff.
Oh, after he, when he's playing piano and when they play piano together and he leaves and sits on the couch.
Yeah, it looked very like rough. I don't know. I was like, what is going on?
Yeah. Like, ugh. Her, the little kid walking outside, I was so convinced that this was going to be a shit movie. I was just thinking, fall.
The
kid. This is it. Here it comes.
Oh, because he does like kind of hobble down to the bridge. Like there's like a bridge, and he's like, oh.
Yeah. And ball dropping down, falling down the stairs, one would say.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So anyway, I do like they introduced the lawyer friend.
I did. I thought that was like the
that's
chief
Nolan
Renson. No, wait, no.
Nolan Renson,
the Green Bay guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
Nolan Renson.
That is, yeah. I'll
felt like I was the hair. Nolan Renson.
The eyes.
The eyes. Yeah. Didn't he cut his hair? He had long hair, and then.
Hey, let's move past the high school guy that nobody knows. Sorry, Nolan, if you're listening, but nobody else knows who you are. But they introduce him, and I like that he immediately is like asking her the actual questions that you would need to ask. Not like,
did you do it?
No, yeah, he's not. But he's just like, he immediately goes into like, how are we going to make this? How are we going to fix this? Because you look really bad right now. Like, did you tell him that? Like, did you tell him that you were fighting before? Like, this, I don't know. I just
Which, no, she didn't. Right. Like an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was being a little sketchy for sure.
I called bullshit. When she said, and I think this was when she was explaining to him, she went upstairs and put in earbuds.
Yeah.
And fell asleep.
Yeah.
And she woke up.
She can work in
and
any
then heard the kid, screaming. Yeah. And she said,
must have fell out.
I guess it fell out.
And yeah. you didn't wake up when you were hearing, you know, that.
Right.
I mean, nobody could sleep through that.
I could.
No.
You could?
No, you, nobody.
I feel like,
Jared's got that like, dad energy now.
It sounds like you're just out there on a little tropical vacation.
Blasting your ears out.
I do want to download this song.
Just and run to it?
Yeah. Maybe like, fall to it.
He does have a history of doing that. Too soon?
Not too soon.
Six Miami Vices deep, just... Yeah. Falling asleep to that.
I call bullshit.
That's yeah, that was sketchy to me too.
Where, that was my she did it.
Yeah. And she her like, it. Well, I knock my arm against the I do this all the time.
I believe just that. Like, maybe. That is a little weak.
All the time to get that big of a bruise on your arm.
It's like a dark bruise.
She's yeah. klutz.
Oh, is yeah. she fucking running into it?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Marky Mark.
Marky Mark.
No, I. But anyway, yeah, I do like the. I liked the friend a lot, the lawyer.
Yeah.
What I didn't like was the weird like sexual tension they had on it at the end, where at it's just end, like, are they gonna kiss each other?
Oh,
like,
they're gonna bang it out.
I didn't get that at all. It's just like it's.
I think it all leads to say that she did it.
You think
she killed the guy? Yeah.
What makes you say that?
She wanted to fuck this guy.
She was fucking other people already.
She was.
She's a bisexual.
Bisexual lady.
She wanted like to bang a woman. She didn't care about
she
that
was
guy.
Slamming scissor in the judge at the end of this. So we did it.
Yes. She wanted a reward.
Scissor me Tim Pearson.
The, but I just didn't think it needed that weird, like, and it, they didn't make it, like, he said that he was in love with her when they met, but then, like.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. And then she never said what animal face he had. It made me sad. Huh. I thought they were going to circle
He's
back
like,
to
yeah,
that.
I'm not going to tell you.
A goat.
Yeah.
With them eyes. Yeah.
Look like an alien.
But I thought that that was going to come back. But yeah, I just didn't get the whole sexual tension thing because it wasn't, there was clearly nothing there. Like, there's so much other shit going on. She's got a whole trial she's worried about. She's worried about losing her kid or her whole house, everything. And then it's just like, oh, maybe we're going to kiss. It just didn't fit, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But apart from that, I did really like the friend. And I really also really liked her. Like, she's like, so how many of your cases do you win? And they're like, none. Like,
yeah, that was funny.
We don't win cases.
That was after they won, right?
Yeah, yeah.
In the
first
bar,
one.
Yeah.
But yeah, the courtroom I thought was hilarious. Ugh. If that's what French courtrooms are like. I hope it is.
Like a fucking, I don't even know what I compare it to. Like, why are they all sitting up so high?
It's dog shit.
So that you know that you're beneath them.
Ugh, yeah.
Yuck.
I talk down to
Fuck
you.
The French.
Bunch of pieces of shit.
I like that they had the judge in front and center and then the jury around the judge. And then I like that the lawyers were like in the wings. And they
I didn't
like
that.
You didn't like
no.
it?
No.
Oh, I liked it.
And I didn't like that the witness would have to speak from the pulpit.
Why? We
sit,
do that.
You sit next to the judge.
You're not on the same level as the you're judge as a witness.
You're a step below, but yeah. you're a step higher than the defense.
I don't know. You just they might be innocent. Yeah. And you just saw some shit. So I don't know. I like that. I like the whole setup of that.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
It's too wizardy for me.
Oh, I liked it.
Too Harry Potter-esque. Yeah. They did take my advice, and I always thought the judge shouldn't wear the garment.
Let's roll through these. Go ahead. Sorry.
It should be the lawyers that wear the garments.
The judge was wearing a garment.
Yeah, I know they were, but yeah. I'm glad to see that the
lawyers
they didn't
were
have
dressed up.
They didn't have ties on. It was like they were wearing
they
no
had, like,
shirt
weird
under that.
They were wearing. They were things. Wearing graduation gowns.
Yeah. Congrats. Yeah,
essentially. A doctorate.
Sorry, Jerry. Go ahead. You wanted to...
Let's roll through the witnesses. Who are all of the witnesses?
Daniel, my boy. Is that his name, Daniel?
Yeah.
The son. He was one.
Right.
The blood splatter analyst.
Two AKA, blood splatter.
I thought they were going to call him Dexter.
They had one...
That would be cool.
One on the prosecutor's side and one on the defense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the defense did a much better job.
Yeah, for sure.
The other guy was just throwing out theories.
They did a lot of speculation for this courtroom where they're just like, oh, well, She frowned once, yeah. So she clearly killed her husband that day.
Guilty. It's like,
what?
That, yeah, the prosecutor guy did a lot of that.
The book, the reading of the book was complete and utter horseshit.
Yeah, that's
it's like, oh, well, I wrote a story. Like, it's like, well, you clearly did this.
Yeah. They had the therapist. Who was the other guy, kind of chunkier?
Oh, it was his publisher friend.
I thought that guy was useless.
So, yeah, but that's the guy that brought the file. So, like, the husband
he
would
did
record
have the audio file, right?
He would record that stuff and send it to the publisher.
You're right.
And that was the publisher guy. Like, I don't think that, I think that was like his agent or something that like would forward it to the publisher.
Okay, if it wasn't for that, that guy was completely and utterly useless.
For sure. Yeah.
He Amber Herded her.
Whoa.
Why? He pooped the bed.
He Amber.
She recorded Johnny Depp.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. Yeah.
Although they did a really good job of shooting a hole in that where they're just like, oh, so he recorded her without her knowledge. So we don't know that he didn't fabricate that fight because he was recording her to try to get her on tape. Yeah. And it's like, that's a really good point because like, since he knew about the recording and she didn't, you don't know what his motives are. So it's like, he might be just stirring the pot. Mm-hmm. Or as I like to say, Jared noising it.
He killed himself.
Huh?
He killed himself.
Jared allegedly. Actually, I guess that wasn't what she didn't kill him as what was on trial, but they don't say they didn't kill him for sure if he killed himself.
She stole his story idea.
Yeah, but it's her spouse. That's what I didn't.
She didn't steal it. He gave it to her.
Nothing was plundered. Okay. Yeah, but that's the thing though. Is my defense there would have been like, "Hey, we're married.
What's his is mine."
Yeah, we're like we win as a team. So it's like he knew he wasn't going to write. But it's just like it's like basically it's moving money from one bank account to another that you both own. So it's like who gives a shit
if they do have combined bank accounts.
They could not have, but I mean, who knows? They didn't go into that.
No.
I wonder if that's commonplace in Europe.
What? Sharing bank accounts?
Combined bank accounts.
They keep it all in Switzerland.
I'll ask the Germans when they get over.
We've got so many questions.
You might open up a can of worms if they don't have a joint bank account.
Well, they're not. They're just dating, though.
Yeah, well.
Might create World War III with the questions I'm going to ask.
You're definitely going to dig up World War II.
So she cheated on him
multiple times.
Just once. With one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Multiple times though.
But one person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no. Because she cheated on him a bunch after the accident, and she's like, "Well, that didn't count. I told him about it."
Like, that's kind of funny. You're
still
right.
Cheated. Like that. Oh, he gave you permission? No, but I told him I did it. It's like
real piece of shit.
Yeah. And then it goes on and on and on.
Yeah. And then it just never ends.
There was a while where I just put down my book and was like, okay, let's see. Let's just follow this.
Oh, I didn't write a single note.
I wrote down Nolan Rensing and P-I-M-P.
Nice. The prosecutor. The prosecutor was awesome because he was such a dickhead.
He looked like a dickhead.
Where he just like
like a penis with a hat on.
I just like that they could say they always got the last jab in. Like either lawyer when they did it, but they would like that's what's crazy, and I don't think that flies in American courts where they're like where he's like, oh no, I didn't cheat on him. I told him about it, and he's like, oh well, if that's what you want to call it. Anyway, Your Honor, he'd always like get a jab in before he would change the subject, and I and it always undercut the point. And I thought that was amazing and very catty and bitchy.
French too.
Yeah,
which made him even more of a prick.
Yeah, I was a little surprised they didn't make her switch back to like they made such a big deal out of her having to testify in English or in French, and then she's like, I can't. Can I switch to English? And that's the translator's like. Just a slow nod.
Kind of sounded like everybody could speak English, so what's the point?
Yeah, well,
and if it's my trial, I'm speaking in the language that I'm.
Yeah, but you got to make the judge happy. And if the judge is a diehard French, well, yeah, you're gonna lose your case.
Soft-hearted French.
You're gonna lose your case. You're gonna hang.
Get the guillotine.
But yeah, I did really like that. I like the. They brought it up. She's like, oh, well, I didn't bring it up before and I didn't tell anybody, but he definitely tried to kill himself before. And you're like, yeah, okay.
Piling on now.
Yeah, sure. And I just like that they're like, oh, yeah, did anybody, can anybody verify that? And they're like, no. And you're like, oh, okay. Very convenient, huh?
So that was interesting because that comes back into play with the kid's story.
Yes.
And right? The dog.
The kid essentially verifies that she's telling the truth.
Explain to me how.
Because the dog got sick from eating aspirin before.
That's not true, though. Well, it got sick, yeah, but it didn't throw up. It had to be forced.
No, they were saying, yeah, no, they were saying that it ate his dad's throw up with the aspirin still in it. And then the dog got sick and for days.
Yeah, couldn't move.
So then he was like,
and he reenacted it.
He's like, it smelled exactly the same. Like, he was acting exactly the same. Like, for the kid, it verified it for him. And it was really funny because the prosecutor's like, well, he did his little science experiment, which means nothing.
Yeah. Dickhead. Yeah.
This guy, the kid, was coming up with all kinds of stuff. After the,
which means, yeah, he sold him his house for $1.
Which means nothing. That confused me a little.
That part was confusing.
I thought the kid was just going to kill himself with the aspirin.
That's what I thought too.
I was like, oh well, he's had enough.
I thought he was going to kill the dog. I didn't know what.
Well, he tried. Well, I mean,
he practically did kill
him. I just like that they're like, yeah, you're like in court. They're like, your dad tried to kill himself. And then he's like, I don't think that would work. Let me go try it on the dog. Like, I don't know.
Just it's like, you're dismissed, but we're going to hang on to your boy for animal abuse.
Yeah.
His trial starts on Tuesday. Yeah. That doesn't fly funny. Here in France.
Yeah. Snoop. What a name for a dog.
Before that. Oh yeah, that's
yep. 50 cent. Yeah.
Whatever.
The only song in this movie.
Oh, they had piano song.
Yeah. Which I kinda liked.
So Joe, I want to know what would have saved this movie for in your opinion.
In mi opinion.
Oui.
If that oui. In French. They just needed to cast some shadow of doubt that she was guilty.
Okay.
Something like convict her. Don't say she did it. Don't show us what happened. Just show that she lied about something or was untruthful or forgot a detail.
And I think they did some of that throughout, like where you're kind of like when they like show that they had a fight and you're like, oh, maybe she did kill this guy. Like, when you're listening to that audio, you're like,
she was a bitch to him.
Well, right, but like you're listening to that audio and you're like, oh, she might have done this. Like she explains what the sounds are and like all that, but you're just like, you just start hearing, he's like, you're violent. And she's like, fuck yeah, I'm violent. And you're like, oh, maybe she's
a little nuts. It kind of felt like more evidence that the guy was going to kill her though, if he didn't record it himself.
You think?
Like, he was the one more pissed off in the audio recording.
Yeah, but he didn't throw hands.
Did she throw hands?
She was the first one to make it violent.
And threw a coffee mug. Head, I guess. Yeah.
But the refs only see the retaliation. No.
The coffee mug's not bad.
She slapped the wall. Though.
Yeah. Mm.
Did they go anywhere with the blood splatter?
I guess they
dropped a dummy and it's.
Well, that's why the second blood splatter person was so. Right, because like, well, in order for that to happen, he would have had to be leaning all the way out over the balcony, and then they would have to hit him.
Yeah,
and it's like holding him out and then like swinging a thing, like it just doesn't make any physical sense. And you're like,
sure, sure,
that's a good point.
Get a point. I'm gonna be on the fence. Yeah.
An even better bailiff. but yeah, so I thought that I would. So I agree with you to a point. Actually, I disagree with you. Oh. As far as casting a shadow of doubt.
I would actually, before, if you disagree, can I add, you say why and I'll add one more thing they could have done.
So my perfect ending to this.
Yeah.
Perfect ending cuts out the whole thing, the whole sushi dinner sake thing with the...
Domo Marigato.
Cut that all out. After the thing...
Oh, we're going to flip script?
Go home to your kid.
We're flipping script.
We don't need the...
Jared, we're going to flip
the kid didn't want her there.
Yeah, he did.
Well...
She was smiling. Yeah. She's like, can I come home? And she's like, oh. And she like, grins and smiles.
I'm going to come home and I'm going to kill you.
It was so weird. Because like, yeah, she shows up late, which to me indicates that she doesn't give a shit about the kid.
Yeah.
So have her go home.
She's a cunt bitch.
Then have that all play out the same way. Have her get in bed with the dog. Fine, I don't give a shit.
Oh.
Then
what's she gonna do to that dog?
Have the actual flashback showing her killing the husband. Like, just she got acquitted. She's home. Everything's back to normal.
She didn't
roll the real footage of her killing him.
She didn't.
So show us what happened.
Well, no, but show us that what happened, but more specifically, show that she's guilty as fuck and she got out of the charges.
Not guilty.
So that she was lying the whole time.
She didn't do it.
That would be satisfying.
You can't lie under oath.
One thing.
She already did.
I could have sworn they were going to show us at the end and it was going to reveal something, like maybe even get us on her side.
Mm-hmm.
But how the kid got blind.
Like, well,
so maybe she killed the husband.
The dad's fault.
But then you show that clip and you say, oh, she should have killed him.
I'm going to amend mine.
We're flipping the script.
So either they show that she's guilty, or I think one of the, it would be on par, is showing that it truly was an accident and he died. He wasn't killing himself. It was a complete accident. And he fell out of the window and died. And so it's like, nope. Like, they were arguing this whole trial over, like, did I kill him or was it suicide? And it's like, you're both wrong. It was just an accident.
Who wants to see that?
And you dragged them all through the muck for it.
Yeah.
Well, like, it... Because they say,
that's
like...
That's not satisfying.
Would you like to yield your satisfying. Time? You?
What, Jared?
Would you like to yield your time?
No. I'm going to retain my time. I'm going to start reading a book. I'm going to filibuster my time.
Filibuster.
Jared, what would have saved this movie for you?
Just not watching it, Mike.
Good answer. Good answer.
I just love that Jared's torpedoing his own pick.
I really feel like there could have been, I don't know, give me some action. I need something. I need to know what happened.
Okay.
Because I don't know how the guy fell out the window.
Yeah. I wrote down, did she do it or not? And then in all caps, fuck this movie. That is my
that's the
expert
official
summary. Yeah, it is in the book.
I guess this is all in how many days, you think?
It's over a year.
Oh, yeah.
They flash
right.
forward a year.
Yeah.
But how did they say
the trial's probably like a week.
So like...
How did they say a year in French? It was like, dump.
Actually, some of the ways those French sentences worked, it was like... You could understand it. It was almost like English.
Yeah. English uses a lot of French words, like French
very
words.
Funny.
Yeah,
especially around court systems.
Oh yeah, per Joey.
Yeah, one of those sentences that the prosecutor said was in English.
He didn't say voir dire.
Voir dire. So yeah, I don't know. Something, anything better could have helped it.
Okay. Well, you just want to roll into your rating?
If PIMP wasn't in this movie, it'd be a...
dog shit.
I do agree with Joe. Some of the camera shots and stuff were sweet.
Yeah.
The film setting, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
PIMP, don't play it again.
Got him.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Let's see. It says that this is a...
This was rated very highly.
I know.
Yeah.
And boy, let me tell you something.
We're going to take it down a notch. Should we write a complaint?
Why doesn't fucking tell me what it is?
Rotten Tomatoes? Is that what you're looking up?
Dead air. No, I'm trying to figure out what kind of movie this is. The genre.
Genre?
I believe it's a comedy.
It's a rom-com.
I believe it's a... Blue Balls.
Thriller, legal drama, mystery, crime film.
Mm.
So, like, there's, like, show me some crime.
Yeah.
Because the guy fell out of the top window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we can't see
it. We just got to see a dummy.
We
got to
see a dummy do it a couple times.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool. But,
it'd be great if she threw the kid out the window at the end.
Well, I was half waiting for it to be a twist, like the kid did it. fucking lost me my eyes, bitch.
I did like the detective work stuff inside the house.
Yeah.
When they were trying to replay it all and the kid was just like, nah, I can't hear him.
Yeah.
Did he lie? You think he lied to make his mom look better?
No, I truly think he was fucked up because he just found his dad dead on the floor. Like, they really breezed over the fact of how traumatic that would be and like how that would fuck you up. And they're like, well, what color shoes were you wearing? It's like, I don't fucking know. I had bigger things going on at the time. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't think he was lying. I think he truly didn't
remember. I thought he was trying to help his mom out.
I think he's just a little bit of a doofus.
I mean, I don't know if this kid loved his mom. I couldn't tell. I legitimately don't know, know if he loved his mom.
I don't know that he did either. But all I say, all I have to say, 3.5.
Oh, shit.
3.5. Wow. Oscar nominate these nuts. Yeah. Jared just spat in Hollywood's face.
Yeah, this movie fucking sucked.
I'll see your 9.6 and I'll raise you a 3.5. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Wow, 3.5. That is not good.
Joe, you want to make this a little rating sandwich? I can go next.
You actually, yeah, go ahead.
Because I think that my higher score is going to be sandwiched right in the middle of some screaming stinkers. So
screaming stinkers.
I thought the performances in this were great. Specifically the kid. I thought he knocked it out of the park. Yeah. Like, he was very believable. Like,
how old
cried.
Would you say
he's 15. I looked it up. Because they're 45. Well, is that an appropriate
she
age?
Because he's dead.
Well, he's 43.
30-something?
What an appropriate age?
A 15-year-old for some 45-year-olds?
That'd be 35. 30.
Yeah, that's what I'll have. That's true.
Saying Jared's not appropriate?
that's pretty.
Try it on
sense.
For size, Mike.
Nah. Jared confirmed 3-time sex haver.
Yuck.
Anyway, I thought the performances were great. I thought the movie was extreme. Like, I get where you're coming from, Jared, that it was like not a whole lot happened. But even with the drama and like not knowing what was going on, I love the fact that we didn't know who did it. So like, you really didn't know if she was lying or telling the truth, and you didn't know if they were right or wrong. So it's like you kind of have to watch.
But
the movie.
You never figure it out.
I give my rating a chance.
No
right?
hint.
But I really liked it because you didn't know who to believe, and you couldn't really take sides, and like you wanted to believe her, but then evidence kept coming out, and you're like, maybe she sucks. And so I really liked that whole thing. Hmm. That being said, the end of the movie was not good. It was like, it was all build up for no payoff. And like, I guess I'm happy that she got acquitted, but it's also like, I don't know if she was guilty or not. So I really think this would have been saved by
the bell
showing us some sort of ending. But I also feel like this is one of those like artsy movie where it's like, well, we'll leave it. Did she do it? We don't know. And that isn't what I was looking for. So
yeah.
For those reasons, like, I honestly would have put this in the nines if it would have ended satisfying.
Yeah.
But instead of going up at the end, it went down at the end. And for that reason, I'm going to give this a 7.7.
If this didn't have PIMP, I would have had it in the ones.
One might say it took a fall.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, this movie made
me... All right, well, let me make a mark so I can cut that.
This movie made me want to jump out of a window. What's it all for? Yeah. You know, why did we even make a movie?
Yeah.
Well, they wasted everybody's time, everybody's great acting talents. Some dickhead writer didn't finish the script. I hope this writer committed suicide and jumped out of a window.
Whoa, Joe?
They said, well, we'll just make this. And I think it's not ended.
It was autobiographical. You know. He's like, well, I can't write either, so I guess I'll just ship the movie.
I agree, yeah. Jared, I'm going to meet you. I see your 3.5.
Georgia Pine.
I see your 3.5 and I raise you a 3.4. Touche.
$1, Bob. All right. Well, that is going to do it for us. Some real mixed reviews coming out of this one.
Yeah.
Go check the movie out. Let us know if you agree.
Or don't.
We don't really care. Depends on who you ask.
Just carry on living your life.
Anyway, if you want this party to carry on, you can go on over to patreon.com at www.patreon.com/wearytravelerspodcast. And give us a follow, give us a subscribe, check us out for our next show, Last Call with the Weird Travelers, where we go over the life and times of these guys right here. I think we got this. I think this one's going to be kind of fun, so I'm looking forward to this. Yeah, of course. I'm looking forward to this one, but you should join us over there. If you can't do that, you can always come back next week. And Joe, when should they tune in?
She can fire at 2 day, no, I'm 2 7. And bonsoir, Jared. Je m'appelle. Qu'est-ce que tu dis? Explique-moi.
Yeah, we're going to be at the podcast.
Bonsoir.